Tuesday. Today is May the 7th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, last week, the U.S. Treasury Department released its long-awaited guidance for U.S. biofuel producers to receive the SAF 40B tax credits. And that also has to do with the updated model used to score the fuel life cycle emissions and that GREET model we've talked about dealing with greenhouse gas emissions. We'll dig a little deeper into it after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, taking a look at your agricultural headlines, biofuel and farm groups came out of the chute both declaring the importance of new guidelines for sustainable aviation fuel tax credits, while also arguing the new rules are too prescriptive on farm practices, such as making demands to grow cover crops. A collection of groups and interests immediately weighed in after the U.S. Treasury Department released its long-awaited guidance for U.S. biofuel producers to receive sustainable aviation fuel tax credits of $1.25 a gallon or higher, depending on the reduction of greenhouse gases compared to petroleum jet fuels. The Biden administration also updated the model used to score fuel life cycle emissions, the greenhouse gases, regulated emissions and energy use and technology, or the GREET model. Now, some biofuels groups were encouraged the guidance would recognize climate smart farm practices for the first time in ethanol or biodiesel's carbon intensity score. Others said the guidance hurts them because their producers have a hard time growing cover crops and carbon score shouldn't be limited to a few specific farming practices. Environmental groups said there isn't enough hard science to prove the benefits of those farming practices. Now, politicians from both parties searched for the right verb to express their hostility without fully explaining why they felt they should slam or condemn the tax credit guidance. Now, to garner tax credits for 23 and 2024, the Treasury said it would accept on a pilot basis corn ethanol for jet fuel if farmers delivering corn to ethanol plants are using a bundle of, quote, climate smart practices, including no-till farming, cover crops, and enhanced efficiency fertilizer. For soybean oil going to jet fuel, the climate smart bundle requires no-till and cover crop practices. A more detailed Treasury guidance is expected before the end of the year to spell out how biofuel plants will qualify for the Clean Fuel Production Credit, that being the 45Z tax credit that begins in 2025. Now, Gevo Inc., a company with a big ambition in the sustainable aviation fuel space, said the Treasury rules both reinforce the importance of climate-smart farming practices and other decarbonization methods, such as carbon capture and storage, which is, quote, core tenets of Gevo's business model for sustainable aviation fuel. Today, the administration's actions recognize the power of agriculture and lay the groundwork for implementation for the future of sustainable aviation fuel tax credits. A science-based approach to the Section Z45 credit will ensure that biofuel producers supported by American farmers play a vital role in scaling the hard-to-decarbonize aviation industry. Jeff Cooper, president of the Renewable Fuel Association, utilized a load of airline puns in reacting, stating that the guidance and updated GREET model will, quote, help position ethanol-based sustainable aviation fuel for takeoff, but more work is needed to fully clear the runway and get this opportunity off the ground. Still, the Renewable Fuel Association said more work is needed to fully open up the sustainable aviation fuel market. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. In other agricultural news, the SCN Coalition's National Nematode Day campaign that was sponsored by BASF, Bayer, Nufarm, and Syngenta took home first place in the unique sponsorship campaign category at the National Agri-Marketing Association Best of NAMA Award Show. Now, NAMA is the largest U.S. association for marketing and agribusiness professionals, recognized the SCN Coalition for declaring October 2nd of 2023 the first National Nematode Day. Now, the fully integrated campaign generated awareness and action in the weeks leading up to National Nematode Day to keep soybean cyst nematode top of mind as farmers and their trusted advisors geared up for fall soil testing. Are you smarter than a nematode? Quizzes and sweepstakes encouraged farmers and agribusiness participants. Digital and social promotions amplified the messages, and press releases and media outreaches generated additional buzz. Since its launch in 2018, the SCN Coalition's media outreach efforts have generated more than 80 million potential online and print impressions and more than 300 million potential broadcast impressions in ag media. And by 2020, the awareness had already moved 18% of more farmers to actively manage soybean cyst nematode based on a soybean checkoff funded survey of 950 farmers. Now, the SCN Coalition includes university scientists in 28 states and Ontario, grower checkoff organizations such as the North Central Soybean Research Program, the United Soybean Board, and state soybean promotion boards, as well as partners in the private sector, including BASF, Bayer, Growmark, Nufarm, Pioneer, Corteva, Syngenta, UPL Limited, Valent, and Winfield United. A coordinated effort from many committed partners is making a big difference for soybean farmers, according to Carl Bradley. He's an extension plant pathologist at the University of Kentucky and one of the leaders of the SCN Coalition. National Nematode Day was an opportunity to spread the message about the importance of active SCN management, as well as other parasitic nematodes that impact soybean production, such as southern root knot, reinform, and lesion nematodes. George Bird, nematologist at Michigan State University and one of the leaders of the SCN Coalition, said because of the contributions from public and private partners, more soybean farmers are hearing about the importance of soil testing and active SCN management. And SCN is too big of an issue for any one organization to tackle, but he said together we can make an impact on nematode challenges that farmers face. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.